This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of none other than the beautiful state of Maryland. Interestingly enough, folks, we've been out here for the last couple days just trying to cover as much ground as we can before we start getting busy. We're going to be doing some colleges out here on the East Coast, as well as some home meetings and some tea parties and radio. So we are out here doing the stuff as we always talk about, as we encourage others to do the same thing. Rather than just turning and cursing the darkness, we're actually leading by lighting a candle and making the way open before us. Because we know that we have nothing but opportunity right now, and that's exactly what we're taking is our opportunities that the Lord is bestowing upon us. Folks, before I get to this, because I got a lot to say here, hour two, we're going to be talking about the proverbial frog that is no longer boiling. It's boiled. Read Isaiah 5:20. And friends, I got to say this. It's not like you can kick the can down the road any further, because America, you've run out of road, as well as running out of excuses. And we're going to be talking about that during hour two again, hour two. I also wanted to let you know that, folks, over the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about the media, school indoctrination, abortion, homosexuality, true love, drugs, dare, alcoholism, suicide, abstinence, the lie of separation of church and state, the way that the government is using it against the people today, America's Christian heritage, gun control, bullying, veterans, ADHD, and the depressants. We talked about that last week. Republic versus democracy. We talked about that the week before. The unconstitutional, un-American act of tyranny called the Patriot Act. We talked about that the week before that. And what we're going to be talking about in the coming days here is how to overcome in life despite its obstacles and despite its obstacles. Love versus lust, sowing and reaping, the heart of America. We're going to talk a little bit about John F. Kennedy as well as Columbine, the Constitution, and of course the answer to America's dilemma, the price of freedom. Because America, we need to understand that we are a blood-bought nation, because without that understanding, we are going to turn into a communist nation, and that's exactly what we're beginning to see in this country today. Sad to say, it really is sad to say. Interestingly enough, friends, last night when we actually got to D.C., Washington, D.C., of course, we went to the White House. And the weather, by the way, is just absolutely beautiful. But we drove by the White House, and we noticed that all the roads that used to be open are now blocked off. And I thought to myself, it's interesting that, you know, the President of the United States needs to be protected from the people that he's supposed to serve. How does that work? And if you know anything of the past, friends, presidents of the past, all the way up until Eisenhower, friends, used to walk up and down D.C. district actually saying hello to the constituents that he represents, and as did Truman. So when you want to do your homework and understand that what's happening today is un-American, do so, friends. But let me get back to the White House. I noticed that there was a bunch of Secret Service all around the White House. And I noticed one particular Secret Service agent, and I thought, you know, he seemed like a cool guy. Talked to him for a couple minutes, and we were asking him some questions, so on and so forth. But I just started to think within myself. I thought, this guy is willing to take a bullet for the very administration that is arming the enemies of America, both without and within. So the question is how does this administration get away with the things that they get away with? It's the American people protecting him to do just the things that he's doing, friends. And what we need to do is we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country. Now, I'm not saying that we need to hurt anybody. I'm not saying that we need a revolution or we need to overthrow anybody. I'm simply saying that we need to take our country back and understand that we're responsible for where we're at today. So far as to, folks, protecting the very administration that is destroying the country. And, folks, it's not just Barack Hussein Obama. It's not just his administration. There's so much more going on in this country. It's also interesting to note that, well, what we did is we got up this morning. We went downstairs. Last night was the White House, so today was Arlington. But before we went to Arlington Cemetery, we actually went downstairs, got some breakfast. And I noticed right away, of course, the TV was pushing propaganda. And by the way, again, it wasn't just CNN, Communist News Network, that was pushing the propaganda, but it was also Fox News right along with CNN pushing the propaganda. And see, what they were pushing was the contrived propaganda with Trump once again concerning his campaign. And what was also interesting to note, friends, is CNN played the incident of one of the constituents that came to a Trump campaign hitting a black man over and over and over and over again, friends. As a matter of fact, when we got downstairs, I just looked over at the television, and they replayed it 10 times in the face of the American people. Now, why are they doing that? Because they're trying to create domestic insurrection. You do need to understand that. They're trying to remind the American people that, listen, you know what, things are really bad. When in fact, folks, this is all contrived. This is an attempt to create domestic insurrection, nothing short of. But it's also interesting to note that CNN, along with Fox News, are again trying to blame Donald Trump, regardless of who it is, their friends. It's absolutely ridiculous to believe that he would be responsible for someone in one of those campaigns, those presidential campaigns, one of those get-togethers, friends, to actually blame Donald Trump for what one of the constituents did to another individual. But see, this is nothing new. CNN's been doing this for a long time. As a matter of fact, even if you go back to O.J. Simpson and the murder trial back in the 90s, remember, CNN had a black response and a white response to the verdict concerning O.J. Simpson and that murder trial. Now, why would they do that? Because they want to divide Americans one against another. And by the way, again, friends, do keep in mind CNN has been hard at work for a long time trying to create, well, divide and conquer. That's what they're trying to work at, friends. They're trying to divide the American people one against another. And folks, if that's not good enough for CNN and Fox News to do, it's also interesting to note that there's some problems over in Chicago, right? Well, how has that been contrived? Have they been sent in as provocateurs to create the illusion that Donald Trump is the problem that we have in this country? No, really, friends, if you put it into perspective, you'll see that the opposite is happening, because the system, the establishment that the American people are so sick and tired of, is being exposed for who they really are, and they're becoming desperate to do whatever it is that they have to do to try to shut down this campaign. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back live out of Maryland. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Maryland. Actually sharing with you yesterday, we went to the White House last night, and then we went to Arlington this morning. But before we got to Arlington, we went downstairs, and of course they had one big television playing with CNN, was pushing as far as their propaganda. And then we looked over at Fox News, who was pushing the same propaganda at the same time. And if CNN wasn't replaying over and over and over again one of the constituents actually hitting a man at one of Trump campaigns and his get-togethers out there in Ohio, it's interesting to note that they're highlighting what's going on in Chicago. America, you need to understand this is what communists do. And right before the break, I was highlighting the fact that what you need to understand is, folks, they're attacking the Trump campaign, or this is being led by opposition. You need to understand, either pro or con, you need to keep your eyes open. But you also need to understand that what CNN is doing and what Fox News is doing right now, folks, this is what communists do. They create chaos, and they're attempting to divide and conquer. I want to assure everybody as to what's going on in Chicago that, you know what, you need to understand, and this is nothing new neither, friends. Mao Zedong used to do this, and so did dictators of the past. They would divide a people one against another, and then they would give voice to the minority in an attempt to overthrow the majority. But in this particular situation in Chicago, those that are supposedly protesting Donald Trump, you need to understand that this voice that's protesting the Donald Trumps of today is coming from those that he's calling out, those illegals. So you're hearing the voice through protest of illegals who have no say-so in the United States of America, or nay, friends. I could really care less what they have to say. And do keep in mind, friends, what's going on in Chicago is done by none other than your government through the placing of provocateurs to stir up the people. And also keep in mind, they have to keep the camera on the biggest group of people they can actually find that are protesting Donald Trump. And it's hard for them to do that. But I noticed this morning the cameras kept going back and forth, and they would trim off the side of it. And I said to my kids, I said, see how they're doing this? They have to keep the majority of the people within the spectrum so you can see the full, so it looks a lot bigger than what it really is. We've heard that story before, and it's a fact that news media, one will say, I'll take the pictures. The other one will say, I'll create the war. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do today. So just keep in mind, friends, what's going on in Chicago right now is the voice of the illegals protesting the likes of Donald Trump. And folks, I also want people to understand that Donald Trump is the Seabiscuit of the day. He is the Seabiscuit of the day. Back in the 30s, remember when America was going through hard times and they were sick and tired of being sick and tired? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this racehorse called Seabiscuit, who was an underdog, who wiped Man of War off the track. So, friends, do some homework and understand what's going on here. So either they're promoting Donald Trump or they're sincerely trying to rid Donald Trump. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump right now is shining like a diamond, and he's also garnering much more support than he probably ever dreamed of by what the state-controlled media is doing. And the state-controlled media, once again, friends, is outdoing themselves, if you can put this into perspective and understand what's going on. Now, let me say this. I want to go over to what Fox News was doing. They were pushing the same propaganda as CNN was. And keep in mind, friends, corporations, network corporations worldwide are owned by six corporations, okay? So you're getting the bone from the same owner every time something's thrown to you. That's why ABC, MSNBC, CBS News, CNN, Fox News, they're all reporting the same thing at the same time because they're getting all their information from the same people. And we also know that the CIA actually controls these useful idiots. You know them as news anchors that are bought and paid for in the state-controlled media. But it was interesting to note, Fox News was also talking about how Cruz and Rubio, how they gathered together against Donald Trump. And it's interesting how the foxes tie the tails, isn't it? It kind of reminds me of when Herod and Pilate, they were at odds one with another until they were going to crucify, for they were responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, more so Pontius Pilate than King Herod himself. But at length and at length, friends, they were at war with one another. They were not friends. But when they were going to crucify Christ together, it was interesting to note that they became friends that day. And it's interesting because Cruz was calling out Rubio, and Rubio was calling out Cruz until it became Donald Trump. And then both these ankle biters, well, they gathered together because they want to attempt to pull down Donald Trump so they can put his light out only to make theirs brighter. And again, friends, what's happening is the establishment is the American people are understanding that this is the part of the problem, and you're seeing Ted Cruz America for who he really is. You've seen Rubio, Marco Rubio, for who he was since day one. And by the way, they're both constitutionally ineligible, like it or not. So here you have illegals actually biting onto the ankles of Donald Trump, again, folks, who is in favor of actually dealing with the illegals in this country. So you have Cruz and Rubio showing you America, the establishment in which they're willing to defend. But what's interesting about it is America, I thought you were sick and tired of the establishment that Cruz and Rubio are attempting to protect right now. Now, for those that didn't know, Rubio is a player. Many people believe that he was appointed by the GOP to do his best to assassinate the character of Donald Trump. We can see that's completely backfiring. You need to understand that Rubio is also a known adulterer, as is he a pro-homosexual and pro-illegal amnesty. And so you need to understand exactly why Marco Rubio is attacking, again, Donald Trump. Regardless of who it is, let the truth be known, friends. Now, going over to Ted Cruz, you also need to understand that Ted Cruz is a part of the establishment. As a matter of fact, friends, the Bush regime, in which America has called out for the last 20 and 30 years in this country, is actually hand in glove with none other than Ted Cruz. And for those that did not know, Ted Cruz's wife is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Council on Foreign Affairs, as Also, he advocates the North American Union. And if you want to do a little homework on that to check me on it, I strongly suggest you just do that, because folks, what we're seeing again is Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio manifesting themselves to show you who they really are, and who they really are the people that the American people have been complaining about for a long time. Regardless of what they say, judge them again by their fruits. So, in saying that, there was a little bit played out on Hillary Clinton, and there was a little bit played out on Bernie Sanders. What's sad to say, America, just highlighting what's going on in your country right now, what's sad to note is America's posterity is attempting to legitimize both of these candidates in this country. Bernie Sanders is a communist, friends. And yet, look who's going there to support him, none other than your posterity. But did you know that Bernie Sanders never owned a business a day in his life, just like the criminal in the White House today? Do you know that Bernie Sanders never invented a thing to save his life? Did you know that Bernie Sanders never had a job 9 to 5 a day in his life? Do you also know that Bernie Sanders never proposed a single bill that passed in the 25 years that he's been in office? Not one. Did you also know that Bernie Sanders lived off welfare before he was elected to office? So are you understanding why you have a full-fledged communist attempting to take the reins on this country? He's 74 years old, and mysteriously enough, friends, he's worth over $300,000. He says he can fix health care and the economy, but he doesn't know how it functions, friends. And just think about this. He wants to be the president of the United States of America, just like his hero, yes, case in point, none other than Karl Marx, who succeeded at nothing, friends. That's Bernie Sanders for you. And I noticed I gave a little bit, it was kind of a drive-by concerning Hillary the criminal Clinton. It was interesting to note that Hillary, when the mic was put up to her face, she didn't have a care in the world. She's being protected by the system America's tired of. But what was interesting to note, friends, is the fact that she told lie after lie after lie. And the lies that she was telling, friends, were just to throw on the American people to bite onto, to believe the lie in what she stated. And it was interesting to note what Hillary Clinton, who 56% of her Twitter account is completely contrived, when her presidential campaign commenced, she had more press there than she did have people. There was a total of 24 people that showed up. But interestingly enough, America, she wants you to bite onto the bait. She told CNN News that she's got more votes and more support than Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, who's supporting Hillary Clinton at all? But folks, again, that's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I also wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting live from Maryland. I'm going to get to one more point, namely that we got to Arlington, and I'm going to highlight that right after the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter?
Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've been talking about the White House, breakfast, what we've seen on television through the propaganda, CNN and both Fox. Those are the two networks that we're playing. And then I started to highlight what I've been noticing concerning the attacks on Donald Trump. Again, friends, you need to understand that this is communist tactics all the way around. This is your government hard at work stirring up domestic insurrection. You do need to understand that's who's responsible for this. I remember I spent some time with Andrew Young. He was Martin Luther King's right-hand man during the civil rights marches. And you need to understand, first and foremost, that Martin Luther King was a preacher. And I'm going to give you an example so you can understand how I'm linking this to the conversation that we've been having. But I'd asked him, you know, all this propaganda that came out on Martin Luther King, I said, who was responsible for it? He said it was J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI. In America, you do understand that the FBI, the CIA, and other bureaucracies are there to defend the establishment. I do hope you understand that's what they're appointed there for. In many cases, friends, they have no constitutional authority whatsoever. And the only reason they get away with it is because of the ignorance of the American people. But going back to Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, that was Martin Luther King's right-hand man, I said, so all of this propaganda, calling Martin Luther King a communist, this, that, and the other thing, all came from none other than the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover. And he said, yes, it did. And it was very well known. It was a commonly known fact back in the day that it was the FBI that was stirring up all this domestic insurrection during, friends, the marches concerning the civil rights back in the 60s. Matter of fact, if you remember, if there was ever a time
that they had problems, namely in Memphis, store windows were broke, so on and so forth. Well, many of those that were paid provocateurs came forward and told Martin Luther King and his crew at that particular time, and Andrew Young, that the FBI was actually the ones that were responsible for sending the provocateurs in. Just like Ferguson, Missouri, friends. Just like when all those folks started coming out and saying, listen, the government's sending in provocateurs to stir this up. This is what communists do. You need to understand. So it's not like, folks, you can kick the can down the road any further than it's already been kicked. I want you to understand that you've run out of road and you've run out of excuses. We're going to be talking about that during hour two today. I want to get back to this because we went to Arlington this morning, Arlington Cemetery, America's most sacred cemetery. And folks, every time I'm in Washington, D.C., we always have to go to Arlington. I want to bring my kids there. I want them to understand the price of freedom, because we know that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And I want them to understand that someone had to fight, bleed, and die to give them the freedoms in which they have. But folks, I want you also to note that when we went to Arlington Cemetery, we walked out just a little bit, and the first thing I noticed was the graves. And I noticed that they were all killed in Vietnam. There's 58,151 men and women that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America. And I can just hear somebody right now say there were unconstitutional wars. I'd say you're exactly right. So why did you let them send? Why did you let Congress send them? And why did you allow them to send them to a unconstitutional war in the first place? Because we all know that that was a government war, friends. We all know it was unconstitutional. We all knew that the military industrial complex made billions and trillions of dollars off the blood of your sons and daughters. We already know that. But see, until the American people take responsibility, you're going to have a military industrial complex. You're going to have corruption in government until you begin to deal with these issues. And as I was looking at the sea of headstones, I noticed Vietnam. And I started to think about their sacrifice. And I started to think about the pain and suffering and loss of the American people through those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, namely their kids, their uncles, their aunts, their grandpas, their moms, their dads, whatever the case might be, their neighbors, their brothers or sisters. And I walked into the bookstore because I always want to support them somehow. And I noticed that there was a picture of Adolf Hitler on one of the covers of the books. And I thought to myself, you know, since I can remember, everybody keeps talking about this mean, wicked dictator named Adolf Hitler. Well, you're right when you think that. But I have a question for you, America. If it wasn't for the Germans, 80 million in population during the 30s, 20s, 30s, and 40s, if it wasn't for the German people doing his killing for him, how could have Adolf Hitler ever did that in the first place? And I said to my wife, just think, if it wasn't for the people, there wouldn't have been a war. And isn't it mysterious how 80 million people would fall in line with a dictator such as Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Idi Amin? Folks, I can go down the list. Even up to what's going on in the White House today, how is it that the American people are so apt to go do the fighting for those that they know are corrupt at every step of the way? See, and that is America's demise right there. And just like what I was talking about during the first segment, friends, concerning the Secret Service, that's willing to take a shot for the guy that's in the White House and to take a shot for the administration that's in the White House right now, he's willing to take a shot for the man that's responsible for attempting to destroy America both from without and from within. I didn't say that. He said that. But America, do you see how this could all end? Do you see why they had to kill a Gandhi? Do you see why they had to kill Martin Luther King, who was opposed to war? Because without the war, the politicians can't gain, friends. And until America, again, you come to the facts in which I'm laying to your candor right now, nothing's going to change. I'm telling you right now what's going on concerning the state-controlled narrative, the state-controlled media. This is what communists do. America, until you deal with the communists at large in this country, nothing's going to change. And America, you understand now why I continuously show you your sin before a just and a holy God, because the greatest communist, the greatest murderer, he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, is the one that wants to pacify you through something called sin towards God. And by the way, the way to throw off dictatorships in every given scenario, here's a little wisdom for you, is to simply make reference to God the way that our forefathers did. And by the way, that's why dictators are at such odds with the Christian church today that's actually keeping the commandments and those that have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. That's why they're attacking the church at every given step. And the reason they're doing that is because it exposes them for their corruption and their lawlessness before a whole people, namely all 318 million people in this country. The message that you receive from the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, this government, and I'm talking about corruption in this government, hates this ministry more than life itself. Because it pulls away from them everything that they want to establish. And the only way that they can establish is through, again, the ignorance of the American people. But let me highlight this point one more time. The way to get rid of the tyrant and expose him for who he really is always make reference to the Lord. Remember, it was Ben Franklin who said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. America, when are you going to begin to resist? We see leaders that are willing to lay it down. They're willing to put their heads on the block, per se. It's not good enough that we watch them get beat up. It's good enough that we get in the fight alongside of them and help things along, because no one man outside of Jesus Christ is going to establish this country or restore this country to the way that things should be. We can do this. They can't do this. And I'll tell you what, yes, though we all be flawed men, there's no question about it. Which man and which woman, which one of their hearts are really set on the things of God to say that, hey, there is no king but King Jesus? The Lord is the breaker. He is the head of them. He's the one that goes forward. That's the one that we should be following. And let me remind you again, to throw all this off, friends, the way to do it is make reference to the Lord. And again, keep in mind, that's exactly what our forefathers did when they said appeal to heaven and that there is no king but King Jesus. That's what we need to get back to. So when we went to Arlington Cemetery this morning, we went and said thank you to those that sacrificed themselves. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. But we didn't go there to give them our lip service. We went there to say, thank you. We're living for what you died for. Because we know what 2 Corinthians 5:15 tells us, the greatest of all veterans, the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah, is none other than Jesus Christ himself. We live unto him who died for us. Don't forget it, friends. We live unto him who died for us. Now, one of the things that I have, before we get to hour two, and we're going to be talking about the proverbial frog that is boiled to death. I know Americans love to talk about the fact that, you know, the frog is boiling in the pot. No, friends, I've been hearing that since I can remember, and I'm still a young man. The fact of the matter is it's been boiled to death, and everybody can smell the boiled frog except the American people. And why is that? Because they want to excuse themselves. They want to give themselves a little more time before they actually leave. Or let me say it this way. They want to excuse themselves, and they want a little more time before they actually have to respond to what's going on in this country. The only one responding in your country, friends, that the state-controlled narrative is giving voice to are the illegals in this country and those that are opposed to who we are as a country. And until you understand, friends, that that's your objective right there, is to deal with them lawfully, turn them off into lawfully deal with them. Again, friends, nothing's going to change. But again, we're going to be getting back to that over in hour two. One of the things that we had been talking about, and I want to make a quick shift here, is what we have been given as far as the message goes across the country. And again, we talk about the media, abortion, homosexuality, separation of church and state, and then we got up to alcoholism. And then I highlighted the fact, friends, that when we do high school assemblies, I noticed that they have these posters in these public schools. I'm going to come back to these posters right after this break, and then I'm going to highlight my next point before we take it to the next point. Folks, you got Bradley broadcasting live from Maryland. Broadcast.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Go Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that song right to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live out of Maryland, folks. We got tours set up over here on the East Coast. We're going to be doing some colleges. We're going to be doing some house meetings, which are a lot of fun, let me tell you, as well as radio and some tea parties. So in the next week and a half, that's exactly what we're going to be doing here in the East Coast, and we just appreciate the opportunity. But again, folks, what we're doing is we're showing the world our faith by our works. Now, really quickly, before we jump over to hour two here, friends, we're going to be talking about the proverbial boiling frog. I shared with you last week in Burnsville, Minnesota, where they had a poster with 3,500 kids, and on these posters that they had plastered on all of the lockers, it had a poster of a bunch of smashed cars where three kids got killed in this particular car, and it said to scare the kids away from actually drinking and driving. If you can't party responsibly, then don't party at all. Notice the power of suggestion, friends. It's illegal for anybody in our state to drink under the age of 21 years old. And do keep in mind, it used to be prohibited in the United States of America. And if you wanted to get a little drink or something, you had to go across the southern borders to get just that. But we also did another school in Faribault High School. And interestingly enough, when we pulled up into this school, there was another smashed car out in the front of the school. And again, they want to scare the kids away from drinking and driving. Not drinking, but drinking and driving. Keep that in mind. And this poster had inside of the building, 7,514 kids will not be drinking and driving. And again, friends, keep in mind, it's illegal to drink and drive. So why the power of suggestion? And what do we do in this country? There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that these cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And soon a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what their remedy was, America? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Now, again, that's what we do in this country. Why didn't we put up those warning signs? Why didn't we keep up them warning signs that used to be put up, friends? And look what happens when you lower the law. You dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No longer is he guilty of breaking the law, but now he becomes sick, says the bureaucracy that's making money off of your ignorance. So what do? Well, they put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. They call it Alcoholics Anonymous. You're taught to sit in a circle, tell them your name, say you're sick, not responsible, and you need to help me. Oh, folks, how that runs against Scripture in so many different ways. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. That's Deuteronomy 30:19. If you go to Romans 6, it says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. So wait a second. So everything that we do is choice. It's not sickness. You better bet your bottom dollar. And that's exactly how you're going to be judged, by the choices that you make every step of the way in life. In 1919 to 1933, it was illegal to drink alcohol in the United States of America. And then I shared with you last week, friends, that according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, there was 12,998 people that were slaughtered on the roads of America and in America in 2007. Just think about that. There was 12,998 people in this country that were slaughtered on the streets of America because somebody didn't understand no and they made the wrong choice. And I also shared with you, friends, that a man in California was busted 18 times for drinking and driving, and his sentence given by the judge was to move closer to the liquor store. This is exactly the mentality the American people have succumbed to. Isn't that funny? Folks, do you not realize that soft judges produce hardened criminals? Let me counter that. If you drink and drive the very first offense in some foreign countries, do you know that you're put in front of a firing squad? Oh, and I can just hear some unprincipled Americans saying right now, oh, that's just way over the top. That's just, was it way over the top when the man in America didn't take responsibility by staying in somebody's house or having somebody drive him home before they were responsible for 12,998 people in this country? Who should die, the innocent or should the guilty die? I mean, that's laid out pretty simply for you to respond. The guilty should, not the innocent, but yet the innocent die on the streets, and you want to justify the guilty. Hey, America, what good is law if the laws are not enforced? What good is law? There's a young girl named Jacqueline Saborito, beautiful little girl. I got a picture of her here with her parents, both kissing on her. In 1999, 20-year-old Jacqueline Saborito left her family and friends in Venezuela to come to Austin, Texas. She traded flamingo dancing and jet skiing for an opportunity in a new country, namely America, and a chance to learn English. Reggie Steffi was a senior at Lake Travis High School near Austin, Texas. He played baseball and football, and college was in his future. But early one Sunday morning in the fall of 1999, Jackie and Reggie's path, they crossed. Just a few hours earlier, Jackie had been at a birthday party with some of her new friends, and it was late when they left the birthday party that night. But neither her or her friends were drinking and driving. That same Saturday, Reggie met some friends after work and had a few beers illegally. Later on, he went to party and drank some more, even though it's illegal for anyone under 21 to buy or possess alcohol in Texas. He did it anyways. On a four-lane road just outside of Austin, Texas, Reggie's SUV crossed the center line and hit the car Jackie was riding in head-on. Two of Jackie's friends died instantaneously. Jackie's legs were pinned under the dashboard, trapped. Jackie begged for help, but rescuers could not help her. They couldn't get her out. Why? Because she was completely engulfed in flames. She was literally breathing in and out the flames of the gas that exploded all over their bodies on impact. They couldn't believe she was even alive. A fire started in the engine and spread to the inside of the car, engulfed in flames. She screamed for 45 seconds. Other than a few bruises, Reggie was okay except for one thing. A blood test showed he had been drinking. Police officers arrested Reggie and took him to jail. Jackie was barely alive when she arrived at the hospital. She was burned over most of her body. Her hair was completely gone. Her nose and ears were almost completely gone. Her eyes were completely scorched. She'd almost been completely blinded. The fingers on both of her hands had to be amputated. Yet Reggie Steffi was tried and convicted for causing the deaths of two people while he was drinking and driving. He's now in the state penitentiary serving two concurrent 7-year sentences for intoxication and manslaughter. You know what Reggie said, friends? Reggie said he never thought this would happen to him. He'll be 24 years old when he's released from prison. Not the two dead girls, though, mind you. The damage he did, says, is a pain that will never go away. See, friends, not everyone who gets hit by a drunk driver dies. She is completely maimed from top to bottom. See, have you ever heard that alcoholism is a disease? Did you know that straight from Bill Sardi's Knowledge of Health? He's an international doctor. Listen carefully as to what he said. Alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility, said Dr. Bill Sardi. Let it be said that the designation of alcoholism came in at a popular time when therapists were attempting to gain reimbursement monies for treatment of this sort of behavior. So therefore, they created it, friends. Therefore, most experts declared alcohol abuse as a disease in a self-serving manner to obtain fees for this sort of treatment. There is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease. Did you hear what I said? I'm hoping you realize that Dr. Bill Sardis is the one that said it, a renowned international doctor, Knowledge of Health, who said that alcoholism is not a disease and that there is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease. Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said the remedy for those that like to drink, he said, total abstention. Stop. Quit doing it. It really is that simple. How many people have destroyed other lives? How many families have been destroyed through those that want to drink and drive and then hide behind the fact that they, for some reason or other, just can't help themselves? And just think about how much money bureaucracies have made off the stupidities and the ignorance of the American people by falling for the fact that every time you make a bad choice for some reason or another, there's people there to help you or to counsel you through or to get you on some sort of dangerous med to resolve. But friends, here's the bottom line. When we wickedly depart from a living God, this is the fruit of a nation that does just that. Folks, what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to go to the proverbial frog. And next week, what we're going to do is we're going to actually get to drugs and what they're teaching kids in public schools. Friends, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, again broadcasting live out of Maryland, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com,
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.